caboose. Caboose.
We always open with an inside joke, and someday we'll do a live show and we'll explain all the setups for those jokes.
We won't remember any of them.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Mike, you had a really good one-liner, though. It was good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Someday, someday. Not as good as Anderson's one-liner from The Conversation We Can't Talk About.
What was it? Mike's one-liner was Caboose.
Yeah.
What was mine?
Ex Ventura.
Oh, Ex Ventura is pretty good.
Not too shabby.
Ex gonna give it to you.
Well, we were talking about running a train on
What? What is going on?
Nice set.
You can tell that Anderson has been dealing with being Mr. Mom for 3 days.
Mr. Stay-at-home guy.
Mind.
You're on day three, huh?
No, we were talking about running a train and being super obnoxious. And,
day three.
I thought I was being very obnoxious when I said that, and Mike jumps in with, I called the caboose, which was pretty good. Pretty good. Call the caboose. That's pretty good for running a train. Not bad. I've never heard
of
that.
I honestly don't like that term, running a train on somebody.
Oh, it's awful. Yeah. I told Jillian's parents
that I will never run a train again.
On your daughter.
Like, they were worried about one of their daughters.
From this day forward.
And I'm like, do you realize, I told her parents, I'm like, do you realize that there might be like the entire high school might be running a train on her right now at front?
What?
Wait.
Yeah, I said that because I didn't.
What?
I'm so dumb. I didn't realize what running a train meant. I didn't know. I didn't know.
What did you think?
You told her dad
I don't
the entire
know.
High school might be running a train on
Here's
your wife?
Here's the good news. They didn't know what running a train meant either. So
oh,
we're all good.
That sounds lovely. I've always wished you'd get into the locomotive transportation business.
Speaking of trains, yes. Day three of me stay-at-home dad guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's day three, so I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to say
give
anything.
Up. You don't want to leave yet.
I don't want to like curse it or jinx it, but
pretty smooth.
I'm enjoying watching Thomas the Train.
I'll tell you something. Whenever people say it's the hardest job being an at-home mother, I'm like, nope.
Well, I mean, I'm 3 days in, so you know, talk
but
to me 3 weeks.
It's not the hardest job.
The
hardest job.
I might not be here.
No offense, ladies.
Well, it depends on the kid or kids or how many you got too. You know, I got one kid, and he's really
really it depends
easy.
On the color of your skin.
Hmm.
Doesn't it?
Not sure that's true.
What?
It doesn't. Raising a child doesn't depend on the color of your skin?
No.
Are you sure about that?
What? Why would.
What does that even mean?
Please.
It means if you're black, you leave.
What?
Do I have to edit this out?
So we're starting again?
If you're black and you have a child, you leave. Right,
all your love on the table.
for the people at home, there's people wandering in and out of the room as this entire conversation has just happened, and I'm
that is absolutely why I said it.
Terribly
absolutely
uncomfortable.
Why I said it.
Terribly,
as you probably know,
uncomfortable.
That's why I said it, because they were walking through and that no one said anything. Isn't that weird?
You're hoping one of them be like, damn right.
I was waiting for somebody to say, or I was secretly kind of hoping, but not really, that one of the people coming from behind me was black, and they would hear that and stop.
There was. The girl
engage.
Was black.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
She had a kid with her and no dad.
Oh. Well.
Let's see, but now you're making that joke and there's no one here. So you're actually bad.
We're going to do another Blacker disaster.
Throughout the course of the show.
It's just going to be us, because I don't think. After that, Mike.
Throughout the course of the show, what just happened is going to eat away at me to the point where I need to track those people down and go, hey, I was trying to be funny back there.
No, not fuck them. The listeners. It's the listeners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Those people will never see it. Well, you'll see the one guy.
Yeah. That's why I need to let him know I was joking here, because you were walking through.
Well, you know what that guy was doing? He was doubling back because the one slubby guy who was trailing, he refused to close the door. So.
Motherfucker.
Your friend went back and closed the door. Both of them quietly, because he's a nice and
he looks like that guy that's in every like action movie.
Yeah,
right now, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The shaved head with the big
Viking
with
the big beard.
Yeah, he's in like what was he in? He was in
what scene?
I'm gonna say Expendables.
Yeah, he was in Expendables. He was a bad guy. He also usually has like a twisted mustache.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I like that guy.
Wait, like a barbershop mustache?
You guys,
yeah.
All right, so I'm coming straight from the film ball. This happens. It's happened a couple times in a week now. I'm sorry, but it's kind of overflowing.
I don't like that we're sloppy seconds.
Crossing over.
I don't either.
Well, maybe if you didn't work for the late show and you worked for like fucking moderately late show, you could do that one earlier. This one.
What?
You want to start doing this one at 4?
It's kind of weird.
Nope.
Laying it on him that he has a day job.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
maybe
you of all people should
take
my side.
I know. Can you imagine if we did this show at 4?
I say we start doing it at 4 a.m.
I'm in.
At the end of the day.
Tyler, this can be... some people who are really motivated get up and go to the gym at like 5 in the morning before they go to work. This can be your gym.
Well, quick question.
I do lift all the weight around here.
Have we ever...
If we did a show at 5 in the morning, do you think it would be the only one we'd ever do? I think so.
Have we ever done the show?
No.
In between what's 4 and 5 in the morning?
What's the earliest we've done the show?
I think we've...
Probably 3 a.m. show that no one has
We've crossed into 4 a.m., I think.
No.
Yeah, back in the day. Sure. The machete night when we did two shows back to back.
I definitely got home well after 4. Like we
the
probably
sun was adjoining me. Yes.
Yeah, those are good times.
Here comes the sun.
So okay, here's the question.
With Anderson.
I'm sorry, it came up a little bit on the film vault, but I don't know if I'm losing my mind. Ty, I want to use you for this because you're good at finding stuff on the internet.
Uh-huh.
But there was a Transformers ad. Mm. I know I'm talking about Transformers, and it's weird, but because I don't dig the whole... What do you call it?
That was a pretty good Optimus Prime.
That wasn't too bad.
That was pretty good. I didn't have high hopes for it.
What is it called? Like when
I'm just gonna go in later.
Genre?
Drop in an actual.
No, it's not a genre. It's like the series. The
what the fuck are you talking about?
The Transformers. It's a what
trilogy?
It's beyond that. It's like 9 of them.
It's a 9-a-G.
I don't like Transformers.
Okay,
right.
Well, that was a long way to go to say that.
But there's something. It's
yeah.
There's so many
franchise.
Listeners.
Franchise.
Thank you.
You don't like car robot
don't
movies.
Don't act like you knew franchise.
What do you mean, don't act like a new franchise? I just said
why did not
franchise.
Why did you not say that earlier?
How come, Tyler, you didn't do your
franchise
your movie asked you to do, which was look it up on the internet?
Because I already knew it in my brain.
I saw an ad, and it was out of left field. I have no idea what I was watching. Might have been Shark Tank.
Disaster Bots.
And it was a little girl. Mm-hmm. She looks Hawaiian, perhaps. Maybe half black, half white.
Pineapple?
She has one of these, you know, you can't really tell what nationality she is.
Mm-hmm. The best
very,
kind.
Very cute girl, yes.
We're going to figure out what she is.
She's just sitting there with like a white background, just sitting on a chair, just like, looks like, you know, maybe your mom shot it or something. Doesn't look like anything,
like
right?
My mom?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe your mom with the tripod.
Your piece of shit cinematographer mom.
And she begins talking, yet it's not her voice, Ty. It's dubbed. Yeah. It's Optimus Prime speaking.
Is this a new ad?
I saw it about 2 weeks ago, bro.
But I mean, it's for something current. It's not from the 70s.
It's for the new fucking movie.
Okay.
And she's just sitting there talking, and she's like smiling, and there's that other ad where they're eating gummy bears.
What's the ad for?
And they're all talking.
I know the one you're talking about. Their kids.
Yeah. It's in that vein, right? Yeah. That's a good ad.
Yeah.
But this one's even better because it's a Michael Bay Transformers movie, and it's a little girl, cute as can be, probably 7 or 8, talking about Transformers, and then she's like, and I want to see the new Optimus Prime. Like, she mispronounces his name, but it's all in Optimus Prime's voice is dubbing it, and then smash to black, and it says Transformers Rise of the Last Night times 6 or whatever it's called in theaters. It was such a great ad. And we can't find it anywhere. Like, I brought it up on the film ball.
Maybe
Logan
it was a
looked
dream.
For it. I looked for it. No, it was not a dream. That's my concern. So, Ty, why don't you put your master skills to work there and let the adults talk over here about things and you look for it.
Might I suggest you start with Googling
how
Transformers
dare
ad?
You?
You like how I asked him to do me a favor and then I insult him on the back end pad?
I think you mean you insulted me in the caboose.
I wonder if it was...
That's a good joke.
It's callback.
I liked it because that's like the butt. It's like the train butt.
I don't
the
think
red
they would,
caboose.
I don't think they would do something like this because it sounds like something... It just doesn't sound like something when you're investing that much money in advertising you would actually take a gamble with. But I'd like the idea that they'd run this ad one time and never again and never put it on the internet just to see if they could build a buzz about it.
But they have no control anymore because now people would just put it on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Provided somebody had their DVR running, which they probably did.
I did. I rewound it. I showed Jillian and she's like, so what? I don't care. And I'm like, oh, it was so good. And now I'm obsessed.
I don't know.
Optimus Prime.
I like the days when you actually had, when people didn't have a say in collecting video from the television. There was no way to do it. I like the days when there was no way to do it.
Did you?
Much more magical.
Did your dad likes to gamble, yeah?
Yes.
Sports?
We're kids, man. We get away with
anything. Not it. I'm hearing children's voices.
I don't know if he gambled on sports necessarily, more about at the racetrack.
That's how she said it. And it was cute as can be.
More about
optometrist, you know, poker, prime.
Yahtzee.
Your eyes are fucked.
My dad gambled a lot.
Okay.
On the old sports, right?
Yeah.
And
prescription bots.
He would have us tape games for him.
Oh yes.
On the Betamax. Told us this.
Yeah.
I did.
But tell again.
And
no, don't.
He'd like call and leave a message on the message machine, right, with the tape, real tape. And he'd be like, yeah, hi, it's Dad. I don't know why he wouldn't think of this earlier. Actually, you know why? I know why. He couldn't program the fucking Betamax, mm-hmm. the VHS. He didn't know how mm-hmm. to do it. So he would call like an hour or so before, like right when we were getting home from school. And we had one TV. And we just dreaded these calls. And he would be like,
there's going to ruin television.
There's a game on, and I need you to tape it. I'm not sure what channel it's on. You'd hear like paper rustling in the background. Like, shh. He'd be like... I don't know what channel it's on. Sports Center here. It's on the Sports Center channel. There actually was a Sports Center channel back in the day. And if you record that for me, please, thank you. So we just like set it all up and like mm-hmm. put it on channel 3 and then
and
make
it
sure
prevented
the box
you from watching what you wanted to watch.
And we couldn't watch.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do all that, right? We go, fuck, we can't watch Inspector Gadget now. We can't watch this. We can't watch that. But we'd push record, and we'd have to go play outside, you know, like deal with the pedophiles that were mm-hmm. knocking down the door and, you know, what? Chasing us down the
yep.
street.
As we
That's
all do.
How it is out there for
That's
kids.
Right. It's all you, there's just a sea of pedophiles in every neighborhood just knocking down the door.
So we'd go out there in that sea, and we'd surf the sea
knock,
of pedophiles.
Knock.
And we
it's
would
like a convoy of windowless vans everywhere you go.
It's true. I would actually skateboard. I would just ollie off from one to the next, laughing all the way, saying, "You can't catch me, a pedophile." But sometimes we'd forget
like,
the last part.
You pesky kids, I'll catch you tomorrow.
I had a great plan to put my peen in your caboose. Yep. But now I can't because you pesky kids. So sometimes we do it all, feel good about ourselves. Like, all right, cool. Yeah. Not going to get screamed at tonight. He's going to come home. He's going to have his game. Everything's going to be good. But we forgot to put the note on. You got to put a note on the TV or on the box somewhere noticeable so that your
you
sister,
don't change the channel.
Your sister yeah. Ashley won't wander in when she gets home and put on Small Fucking Wonder, which you find out about 7 hours later. Sometimes you're fast asleep.
When your dad is beating you with a belt.
You're fast asleep. You're in bed. School's tomorrow. You've been asleep for 2 hours when you hear the screaming coming from the living room because it's the fourth quarter. Like 30 seconds left, tie game. He's got like a dime on the game or whatever, and Small Wonder comes on.
That would make me livid if I was 3 hours into something.
It makes you livid as a child having to deal with that.
You know what I'm thinking though is maybe your dad didn't have a gambling problem. He
had a kid problem.
Because it seems to me if I were betting on
games
and I was truly a gambling addict, I wouldn't need to watch them. I just want the results.
No, my dad was an escape artist. He wanted to escape.
Yeah, but it's an adventure. Like
yeah.
he has money.
He wants to
on something.
Sit there and he wants to watch it and be totally invested
that's
in the
right.
game for 2.5 hours
right.
and not think about anything else.
I think that's I think if you're putting money on something, actually taking the time to watch every minute of the game is more entertaining than
it's safer because it takes time.
Yeah, then just
if you're
throwing
there,
money in a slot machine.
He would not ever play a slot. He would never play a table game. Like,
yeah, it's a much more
sports.
Interesting form of gambling.
Yeah, it's more time consuming.
It's also, I don't like the delayed aspect of it. I'd rather watch the game live and watch it play out in real time.
But you can if you're a psychologist and you have to
you
see
could
people
just schedule
with their real
your
problems.
Appointments at different times.
No, he never got that bad, like where he'd be like scheduling around games. That'd be tough.
Mm.
What was that? Well, yeah. You finding it? Does this ad exist?
What if it was just a realistic dream?
No one knows. Hey, welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There's Mike Carano laying sprawled out and comfy on another couch.
Let me apologize for what I said earlier.
There's Ty Ty to my left. Are you saying that because you found it? Did you find it? Oh, Ty.
There's a car.
Yes.
It transforms.
Yes.
And there was two. There was one boy and one girl who came out. They says, what's your name? And then the robot says, Ox Stimus Prime.
That is a very good commercial.
How fucking great
it's
is that?
Yeah, it's very good.
I'm going to have to go see this movie
it's
now.
It's very good.
Oh,
where'd
no,
you
just
find
because
that?
Of that?
I kind of want a reward.
There's more kids. Do you want another taste of
no,
kids?
No, I don't know that. Now, I heard rumors from
Please
Logan.
Don't ever say, do you want another taste of kids?
I heard rumors that it was a Super Bowl ad, but I don't think so, no? Please tell your wife not to text you in the middle of this.
Damn it, Lauren. I'm fucking recording. Like one night away from you. Leave me alone.
Thank God she doesn't listen like Jill.
Because they can turn about into anything.
Those are great.
Like cars, helicopters, trains, tanks, even trains that that can fly in space.
Those are great ads.
How pissed would Michael Bay be?
Why would he be pissed?
Because he'd be like, that's not my style. Where's the explosions?
100% signed off on these.
No. Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
I'd have to go with Tyler on this one.
Why?
There's no way he didn't sign off on those.
Up to this car, and then it, like, it transformed into this robot, and it, like, knelt down and started talking to them. Its hair just came out, and then it, like, all this, all its pieces from the car, it just, like, turned into a robot.
But you might be right. That might be Michael Bay actually talking.
Those are so good.
It sounds like it's the person who
How
does the voice.
How did you go from no way Michael Bay had any idea about
He decided to voice the main character.
He was like, hold on,
I got this. When he's pitching these movies, he might sound like that. Like, that might be what he says. I can see him saying it's like the head comes out, it's like a train of space. I can see Michael.
The good thing about these ads is that when you're pitching these ads to Michael Bay and or to the company who the parent company.
All you say is you want to taste the kids.
No, no, no. What I'm saying is, if I'm going to taste the kids.
No,
what I'm saying is, this is an ad that if you're going into a meeting with executives and you want to pitch your ad, this is something you can shoot for like $100 and go, here's what I want to do, but I want to do it more.
Tyler, stop touching the talent, please.
You mean stop touching myself?
Tie. Are you wearing stirrups,
Tyler? Yeah, I'm wearing stirrups.
What are stirrups?
Do people still wear stirrups?
Women probably do.
When they're playing baseball?
Yeah.
Weirdos.
Why weirdos?
Because stirrups are awful. I've worn them
before. I hate to wear them. They were part of the uniform.
They're terrible.
What's the point?
Is to keep your pants down.
No.
Yes,
no.
It is.
What's the point of stirrups? No. Why are there stirrups?
It's to hold your pants down.
Do you know what stirrups are?
They go under your feet, and it's to keep your pants from riding up.
But baseball stirrups are just socks. They don't connect to your pants.
Yeah, they go underneath the pants, too.
They're like socks for your socks.
They're just for show. They're like tassels.
Like I think Spanx have
stirrups. I think maybe it was a way of preserving. You wore sanitaries were the socks you wore underneath, and I think they're like kind of like cheap and like disposable. So you'd always have the nice like blue.
Wait a minute, sanitaries?
That's what they're called.
I've never heard that term.
Sanitaries.
When are we going to talk about Mike, who apparently has joined the Bloods?
Well, I don't want to talk about his fucking shoes.
Yeah, I don't either, because I wore these shoes here one night on a Monday night, which was Mobin and Mondays, and the promoter Spike came out and he goes, "Don't you dare wear those in my neighborhood." And I went, "Why not?"
What, could I have my blue mic, though?
It fucked me up, though, because I was like, God damn it, now I got to be careful where I wear these shoes.
Well, when are you kicking around South Central?
Tuesdays.
Are we rolling? Have we got confirmation?
I hope we're not rolling. Hey, are we rolling? If it wasn't so late,
rolling.
I'd like to start over.
We're 18 minutes and 49 seconds in.
Not enough. You know, it's very distracting.
Yeah.
My sexual boner.
God, this is the worst. Sexual boner. We're like children that want to say something dirty, but we don't know how to do it. My penis vagina? Are you talking about that? My sexual boner.
You mean my long organ?
How'd you find the Transformers thing? How do listeners find it?
It's on the Transformers YouTube page. That's not how I found it.
But wait, you keep a secret there?
I don't know. What
I know how he found it. Dark web.
Yeah, I went
on the dark web.
It's just look up "kids explain Transformers" and you'll find the videos.
Those have to be the least expensive television ads produced.
You can find anything when you're a millennial.
Speaking of ads,
yeah,
bizarre that 7-Eleven doesn't have an ad ever, anywhere.
I never thought of that.
They have radio ads. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
What?
Good point. They do. Heavy radio
KFI.
Ads.
KFI.
I never
heard. KFI is, we have new teeth for you, and oh, thank
never
heaven.
Never heard 7-Eleven.
They used to have 7-Eleven ads because that's how I heard that logo.
Never seen TV ads.
You heard that logo.
I mean, that
never
that
heard
jingle.
The jingle. Never heard it.
Yeah, oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Logo for your never ears. Ear logos.
Huh? Is this the three of us hit our heads on the way in and we're all now
logos
mentally challenged?
Talk about 7-Eleven not having ads on the Film Vault. Some Film Vault suffered this week, guys. It was a very app disaster.
You pitched the Film Vault to 7-Eleven to
no,
do 7-Eleven an ad?
No, 7-Eleven somehow came up and I talked about
how the Film Vault suffered. It was very much like this show.
It was very after disaster.
You know something? I have an affinity for 7-Eleven. I enjoy that store quite a bit, but it's for one reason and one reason only, and that's Slurpees.
Boom.
Other than that, I don't give a flying fuck about 7-Eleven.
No, dude, you can stop it. You can get a Jugs.
I go there all the time. You can get some Jugs there.
They don't have Jugs magazine. 7-Eleven anymore. They don't have pornography there anymore.
What?
My 7-Eleven doesn't.
You go the wrong one. Well, not with those shoes.
How do you know? How do you know it doesn't? Do you look for it?
Well, because it used to be prevalent right up front. Now it's I've never seen.
I like the old days where they'd have like the magazines out, but they'd have that cellophane over it with the black.
Yeah,
because the covers were so salacious that they couldn't even have them on the stand.
Can you just imagine.
Actually,
just
that was because people like to jerk
your,
off to the nighttime.
Going to your local 7-Eleven and be like, yeah, can I get a copy of Barely Legal?
Yeah,
and Ass Masters.
Barely Legal.
I think you just point. Yeah. I think it's like that one and
jerk. I need to jerk off.
I like
you just point with your weird
you,
curled up hand that's
Tyler.
Just in the shape of your dong.
Wait, people like to beat off to nighttime and that's why it's black on the front?
Yeah. And if you don't like nighttime, just peel it off and there's boobs.
Boobs.
Yep. And then, we've got you covered if you jerk off you to nighttime boobs or ads.
You can put it right next to it too. You can look at boobs, nighttime, boobs, nighttime, nighttime is a boob.
Guns and ammo. Tyler, when I was a child,
Michael,
this may have come up on the show before, but when I was a child,
you were touched in a cult.
I loved Slurpees. Still do.
Yeah. Slurpees are good as shit.
I have not got a Slurpee in probably 25, 30 years.
Get your life right, you asshole.
Pull your head out of your ass.
I don't know if I really need to be abused for not having a Slurpee.
Do you know that Slurpees were invented by the Icy Company? But because 7-Eleven had a contract for an exclusive drink that they had to change the name and change the formula?
What is that sentence?
I get everything he said.
The company who makes Icy's also makes Slurpees, but 7-Eleven has an exclusivity on Slurpees, so they have to be different, and they're slightly different texture, and they're different flavors. Okay, that being said, back in the day...
When did you stay up too late reading about Icy's and Slurpees online?
Years ago. Back in the day, Slurpees were one of my favorite treats ever from 7-Eleven, but you used to have to order them from the guy behind the counter, and he had to make them.
Oh, fuck that.
And there was a shift like in the 80s when they moved the machine out, so you made your own Slurpee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've done that with everything now. It's like, we don't want to pay someone to do stuff you can do.
If you told somebody in the
60s
or 70s.
Jiffy Lube will let you put in your own filter.
Yeah, why not?
We're not that far. We're not that far.
The only place that used to do stuff like that was junkyards. You want a part? Go get it off the car.
I think ironically now you're not allowed to because it's too
dangerous.
Yeah.
Yes. But I don't like the, as you know, I have a great disdain for the self-checkout aisle.
Oh, yeah.
But
who doesn't?
If you would have gone into a
the self-checkout
Home Depot,
aisle is great. What do you mean?
It's terrible.
What?
It's awful. I hate it.
It's awful.
What?
First of all, taking jobs away from human beings.
Yep, especially at
when
Home
you
Depot.
Walk in.
I'm not paid to be a cashier. Never trained.
I'm not getting a discount. I'm not scanning my own
never
shit.
Works anyways.
Fails.
I still got to have somebody come over and fucking do it. And it takes twice as long. Awful. Terrible.
Guy has to come over and humiliate me.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck them.
So hard.
I will never go back to Ralph's.
You guys are idiots. When you walk in on like a Tuesday afternoon when there should be no one in there and there's
Tuesdays I'm in South Central.
There's people.
Call back.
Don't go shopping.
Oh, you like callbacks when Mike does it.
No, they're great when Mike does it.
If you were to go to Home Depot.
Can you get a callback?
If you were to go into a Home Depot circa 1985 and go, guess what? In a few years, we're going to have four aisles where people check themselves out. They'd be like, you're lying.
They'd also be like, your definition of few is wrong.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Few?
He said 1985 in a few years.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of a few when you get to our age, Mike, Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It seems like a few years ago, 85, few years.
Few years. I wasn't even born yet.
Got to get back in time. That was the hit.
Sure was. Is that the one that he ripped that?
That was a hit. I'm telling you.
Is you know, got to go back in time.
But is that the song that the Ghostbusters?
We built this city on rock and roll.
Is that the one the Ghostbusters guy 85. Ripped 85. On
Starship?
What now?
The Ghostbusters guy, Ray... Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr., yeah.
Ripped off the song from Huey Lewis. Was it Back in Time or was it something else?
Something else, I think.
Or was it I Want a New Drug?
I Want a New Drug. I Want a New Drug.
One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me suck my dick.
Same year, Hip to Be Square comes out. Maybe the same album.
Yeah.
Want a New Drug, Hip to Be Square.
Is Hip to Be Square the one where their heads are in the sand on the beach?
Hip to Be Square.
Dude, I don't care. Huey Lewis and the News, some good jams.
Fuck yeah. My dad
some good
went to
jams.
See Huey Lewis on his gambling winnings, probably.
Did he make you record the Penguins while he was gone?
He asked me to go with him, and I still feel bad about it. But I'm like, Dad, I'm not going to see fucking Huey Lewis with you.
We should go.
At the Forum. He went to go see them at the Forum, and he went by himself.
We should
My
go
dad,
to like commemorate your father.
A 55-year-old man went to go see Huey Lewis in the News by himself at the Forum, and I still feel bad.
You know who else is good? The Greg Kin Band.
Okay. What the fuck's happening now? I have no control of that.
You know, Greg
not
Ken.
A direction I wanted the show
My
to go.
My love's in jeopardy.
I was hoping we'd
oh, yeah, that's a good
go somewhere
song.
Better.
Before I start.
Four Eyes. Don't make fun of people with glasses, dude. It's 2017.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Make fun of people with contacts.
Yeah.
Ha ha, you have glass discs in your eyes. Loser. You have glass in your eyes.
I learned about something really upsetting this week. Like, yeah? It kind of threw me for a loop. Made me a little itchy.
Okay.
Made me a little itchy.
Where?
Yeah.
So I was reading on Reddit about
the hip.
What are the most disturbing theories like out there?
Reddit.
This one's this not even a theory. This is a real thing. It's called split brain syndrome.
Mm-mm. Is it a mental thing?
So you know how your brain is the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere? Left controls speech and communication. Right is like your, abstract
I'm
thought.
I'm central, so
creativity.
I don't get either.
Oh, cool.
I don't understand.
Tell me why you sound really interesting.
Not like, mine, but okay.
I like your beret.
What? What?
Someone that would say that would be like wearing a beret and like have a shitty
I'm
mustache.
Central?
Yeah.
I was joking, like I'm so dumb I don't get either one. That's what I was saying. I was totally opposite of where you went. I'm so central, like I don't even understand what you're saying about how they're disconnected. Hey,
all right, lay the split, brain syndrome on me because I'm worried I have it now.
split brain
no, you
syndrome.
Definitely don't have it. So this is an actual procedure that they'll perform with people that I believe suffer from like extreme epilepsy or other type of like ailments that give you like extreme seizures. They will, I don't know how they do it, they separate your two
lobes
to mm-hmm. your two brain lobes. They get separated because there's some sort of like disconnect that is causing these wild seizures to people.
If it's a disconnect,
problem is
connect them?
so they split it, right?
No, not two people,
they split it.
Oh no.
There's instances where they will put like, let's say, colored blocks in front of you,
right?
And they'll say, Mike, pick out your favorite color. Both your hands will reach out and pick two different colors. And there's a theory that your right hemisphere has its own consciousness that like
I'm
gets...
Getting,
yes!
I don't like this in my head! No. I hate this!
That your,
I hate this!
Your right
I don't
want to
know this! I don't want to know this!
There's a little... Like,
oh,
there's
God,
another,
now I think there's a person that
inside of me. Yeah.
Get him out!
This is the worst!
Get him out!
It was another guy that said that stuff earlier
there's
about the black guys.
There's another you inside that is just like watching this movie horror show
I
of your life.
I don't like this at
makes
all.
The Origin of Love song.
This is the worst thing
for
that
Hedwig
ever
and Angry
happened
Inch.
Ever.
Like a really like meaningful song. Like prolific.
I don't
like,
know that song.
It's about how like we all used to be two people, and then Zeus came along, and because we flaunted him and whatnot, and he split us in half and made us like separate people. And then when you get together and have sex, it's us trying to get back together and be one person.
It's
again.
Like four people banging.
Oh my God! I hope the other three are chicks.
That is fucking horrifying. Now is this real now?
Yeah. So they'll do,
it's on Reddit though.
They've
so
done.
Can we
they've
believe
done.
It?
They've done tests on people that have this, and
but no. Okay, hold on.
Oh, real God, quick. This is the worst.
I want to move on.
Fuck, this is worse than bed bugs.
But I totally get like liking two different things equally. I mean, if anyone gets it, Mike and I do. Like, Mike and I are notorious for not being able to make up our minds. And, like, you know, we'll vacillate on mm-hmm. what color mm-hmm. shirt
I need
buy.
More details on this, too, though, because is the guy's head open while yeah, they tell him to reach for
no,
blocks?
Yeah, Mike.
They do the surgery and then they...
When you do it, they just leave your brain open for the rest
well,
of your life.
Well, because they got
to
put it back together,
with a little
right?
clear dome on
they
top.
They don't have to put it back together?
And your brain sloshes when you walk around.
All right, I'm sorry. So, go ahead.
They've done further tests with these people where they will put a special pair of glasses on you where they can control an image being shown to each eye. So, like, mm-hmm. one eye will look like you're covering it and one will show you the image. So, they will show you a image on the right side of your of these glasses and they'll say, let's say it's a beer bottle. They'll say, what is this? And the person will not be able to say beer bottle, but they'll be able to draw it. They'll be like, either say or draw the thing.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay, I get
it's still creepy. And then they'll show the other side. The person will be able to say,
how much validity?
Oh, it's a beer bottle, and
they
won't be able to draw it.
How that makes sense.
How much do you believe this article?
100% redheaded.
No, not 100%.
Well, no, because if this stuff is real, that's.
It's the creepy part is the liking two different things
yes.
equally.
The creepy part that there's something inside
sides.
Of you with different opinions.
This gives
and different
you a good
thoughts.
Excuse to cheat.
I
can
really
tell your wife.
Chills.
I think my brain.
It's not as
apart.
Creepy as the like. Yes, the like actual biologic response of being able to talk.
I
on
love
side.
You, honey, with all of my left yep, brain.
But yeah, you know what would be great?
Is right the, brain's going out.
Okay, like if they took off the top. Is there any way they could test, like, if they took off the top of your head and the doctor reached in and clutched your brain and just turned it 45 degrees? Would that be?
What is he talking about? What?
Like, if the left hemisphere was on the front now and the right was on the back.
Oh, like it has to do with position of the cranium?
I hope you're doing a bit. Please tell me you're
not,
doing a bit.
He's not.
If it's going to make me seem smarter, I'll say I'm doing
thinker.
A bit.
He's a very concrete thinker.
You think your brain is just a knob that they can just go.
What if you took your brain, Mike, and the doctor, like, he palmed it. And then he just turned it all the way around, 180, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Would you just walk backwards for the rest of your life? You just walk backwards. Michael.
I don't know. I also was thinking, what if they took your brain out and showed it to you? Would you be able to tell them what it was? But like that, like the attachment goes that far. It's not like a vacuum where there's like two
and,
extra
and
feet.
And yes, if it did go that far, yes, you would be able to.
But you don't think your brain needs to be sealed up to work?
Yes, it kind of does, Mike.
Well, no,
but
they do,
it can
they
be
do
open,
open
for a while. Like if you got your head cut off, like you'd be awake for
weeks.
Here's what I'm asking: is if you were
at least a minute or so.
How creepy if it was like weeks?
Not weeks, but
like
a minute.
What if we didn't know how to reattach heads? Well, I guess we don't. But well,
we have
sort
no
of.
Idea how to. Mike,
we don't have.
Tyler.
We have an idea.
That's a
that was my left
night.
Brain.
What if we have currently not really figured out how to put heads back on, but people live for like 2 weeks once you got beheaded.
Oh, God.
And there was just creepy rooms where you're like, well, here's
heads.
Another like you just like hung out. Would you just would
it's
you
like
go
that
home?
Game of, it's like that Game of
you,
Thrones
you
black
home.
And white.
What
place
do you mean go home?
Just
oh, where would they
faces?
Put you?
What do they do with your head that's gonna be awake for 2 weeks?
Dumpster.
But, oh, that's a good idea. I got what
little
a,
casket.
Do you like?
Pillow?
Does your significant other like takes you on a trip around the world? You're like,
yeah, you got 2 weeks two now. Like, you know, you got exactly 2 weeks.
I bet it's not
December.
That often that you come across a decapitated body.
Well, you life. Probably would if everyone knew that you had 2 weeks. Exactly.
Yeah. You know what? That's the new gang. That's how we would kill each other, probably.
I think your head would be put on a stick.
Yep.
And I think you would be showing the world. I think like they, you know, your,
you just,
your
like,
family.
Like walking through.
Okay, what
oh,
better
when
way?
There's a crowd.
They're all, every time you go to Disneyland, like Disneyland would have better. Numerous fucking heads on a stick.
Imagine Coachella right now.
Oh, shit. And they wouldn't have to deal with the sand and the dust and all that
there's
shit.
There's a great song called Head on a Stick, which is by a band called Power.
Great Kin, we get it.
They're friends.
Power
of
Man?
Power Man 5000?
She put his head on a stick.
Doesn't sound like good.
Good
oh,
friends.
Always look surprised.
You really put that song. Head on a stick.
Yeah. No, here's the thing.
That's my Huey Lewis.
If you cut someone's head off and instead of awake for 2 weeks, conscious for 2 weeks, there would be no better way to get retribution on people than by cutting off their head and then tormenting them with, you have no choice but to die now, but you got 2 weeks, buddy.
It's dark.
2 weeks.
I don't like your brain went there.
I don't know why we're.
And you would put
it
in the back window of your van, facing his wife's house, and you would go over there with flowers every single day, and he would just be tortured as a head
what?
Sitting in the back window watching you, like, you know, flirt with his wife. It's a mafioso tactic
that's
I'm talking
what you would
about
do.
Here.
What the?
If I wanted my enemy to suffer, I wouldn't want them just to die immediately. I'd like to kill them and then have a 2-week waiting period to torture them. That's the best.
I don't know why we're going to torture. I'm thinking about, like, you know,
the I know last, you're like oh, it'll be like fun jaunts. Yeah, like,
you
know,
things you've always wanted to do.
I would constantly
in your life.
Throw it in the pool and save its life.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
And I'm a hero. I just saved you again. And it'd be like
the confused emotions of like a terrible car accident where your like loved one in the next seat gets decapitated, but like you also know that you still have like 2 weeks together. Just their head. You're like BJ Town.
There would be a whole like business just where like they
I really doubt you're going to BJ Town.
You got two weeks left with your head.
She's not dead. Her head is alive.
You got BJ Town. That's one of our options here. You got the Disneyland.
Whatever,
you got Coachella.
Whatever the remnants of BJ Town are.
If you have
just
no
come
money,
right out of the bottom of her neck onto your bed.
We got Corona Town, which is free. He'll just take you over to your wife's house where he'll bang her in front of you.
No, I'm saying if you're like in the mafia and you want to torture your enemy and you kill them, it's over. They're dead. They don't know you're seeking sweet vengeance for whatever kind of rat maneuver they pulled.
Won't they notice when they see their husband's head in the window going like, tinted, honey, no!
Tinted windows. I already thought of this.
Oh.
You've seen Taxi Driver, right?
Yeah.
Part where Martin Scorsese is in the back seat. And
I don't remember it, but it's
obnoxious.
He takes...
Did you put yourself in groupers?
No, he didn't want it. No, I'm not in groupers. Well, I'm in groupers, but you don't know it's me. I stunt double a couple times.
Nice. For the sex scenes?
When we see the movie, there's a big red arrow. Me.
No. You'll know it's me when you see like the
do
guy
you,
that with the
Do you credit yourself as a stunt driver?
No, I'm not.
Stunts by Anderson.
I will not. No. You can tell it's me.
Wait, why not? You have to.
I'm not. No.
I'm going to report to the
There's no the one to report
Consider
to.
It
we're
reported.
Not union. We're totally off the grid. We are 100% independent. You can tell it's me the
Oh my god, what if actors got beheaded?
With the pelvis.
They're like, "Quick, I got to shoot like my like a like
We got to push to the end scene. It's your big scene, Mr. Nicholson.
Nothing but close-ups."
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
Wait, so that scene with Scorsese
Filthy on blood
at in it's end of the second act, I'd say, in Taxi Driver.
Yeah,
and you know he wasn't supposed to be in that. Actually, the guy that was supposed to take
didn't
that
show up.
He didn't show up. Something happened with him. It wasn't supposed to be Scorsese.
He got
last
decapitated.
Man, got decapitated
in Times Square.
Scorsese,
I love it if that guy was listening to this podcast. He's like, "I got fired. I didn't."
He was the creepy guy in the back of the cab in Taxi Driver. It's a phenomenal film. You've never seen it. I suggest you see it. It's a great
phenomenal.
Film. And it's a
they'll
phenomenal.
Make you sad for the fact phenomenal. That now Robert De Niro's become the guy that does like, "I'm the old guy at Google with Anne Hathaway."
I gotta be honest,
Grandpa.
With you. I gotta
bad
be honest
Grandpa.
With you. I heard someone talking about that, and they said he does a good job in those movies.
I heard someone say that he does a good job.
It's better than getting my facts from Reddit. I read it on Reddit.
You know where he went downhill is when he got his own production company and he started looking for the money, much like Speedy. And it all started with fucking Rocky and Bullwinkle. You can trace it. I mean, there's a little thing called IMDb where you can see where the fucking cliff occurs. The precipice is there and the body just falls. But Bean Flynn is great.
I heard like that movie, The Intern, he actually did a really good job in it. I did hear someone say that, and they said he was charming.
Well, why don't you go watch it then?
I don't want to.
Was it Terry Gross that said that?
To. No.
Who was it? It was some old bag that said that.
I don't know. I don't know the age. I don't know. Maybe I made it up. I don't remember.
All right,
sorry.
So he gets
but
there.
I did hear that.
And he makes De Niro stare at the
window.
I heard
Mark Maron say it when he was interviewing Anne Hathaway.
And Scorsese's like, "Do you know who lives there? That's my wife who lives there. You know who's in there right there? Oh, no, that's my wife in there. You know who lives there?" And then he says the N-word. The N-word lives there. Or N-word. He horribly racist and terrible. And then he
Edward?
Talks about N-word. Edward sounds a lot like N-word. Right. Yeah.
Stare calls.
Holy shit.
What?
Edward? N-word? Edward?
Never thought of that before.
Remember,
now.
And then remember says, N-word Norton Jr.?
Yeah.
N-word Van Halen? You guys, we can't upload this.
Eddie,
this is.
Do you know I live? Do you know I live like a quarter of a mile from David Lee Roth?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah,
how do you know?
Because so there was always this rumor that this giant house on the corner was the Roth.
You confirmed it on Reddit.
The Roth Manor. No.
Yeah. Reddit confirmed it.
No.
And your left brain believed it.
You know, I know that you want to get into the callback.
Callback.
I know that you're trying to dabble.
I'm dabbling.
Why don't you leave it to the professionals?
You're a professional callbacker?
I would argue. I'd like to come by there and see David Ross House, but not on Tuesday because I'm in South Central. Bing, callback.
Hell yeah. Give me that dap.
Taco Tuesday, not in South Central because that's where I am.
Dude, that callback made my sexual boner so hard.
Oh, man.
Caboose.
See?
So what happened?
So I was going for a walk, as I'm wont to do. Mm-hmm. And
that's a callback of mine.
I said going for a walk in episode 43.
So you're going for a walk. The house that is presumed to be his place, his manor, has these giant like 20-foot gates.
Mm-hmm. With DLR like on the front.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and when he walked by, he goes, Panama! But I wasn't sure.
There's like a little detector. Those things that turn lights on and off when you walk in front of it.
Sensors?
Yeah, like a motion detector. It sings part of a Van Halen song every time you walk by it.
And it just yells, jump!
Might as well.
Okay.
Might as well jump.
Is it true that Eddie like cut off part of his tongue?
Yeah.
Because of cancer?
All of it.
He didn't cut it off. The doctor cut it off.
Well, I mean, he got it cut off. He didn't have to have it cut off.
Hello? Yeah, Eddie, it's Mike. Did you cut off part of your tongue? Yeah.
All right, your Eddie Van Halen sounds shockingly, strikingly like your deaf person and your Vietnamese person.
First of all,
your retarded, your mentally challenged person, deaf person, and your Vietnamese person, and Eddie Van Halen, they all sound the same.
Real fucked up that they kicked out Michael Anthony just so he could put in his son as the bassist.
Absolutely fucked up.
Real
shit. There's been some shit going down lately that has been extremely upsetting.
With Van Halen?
That's one of them. Kicking out the long-standing bass player who probably didn't cause any problems so your son can be in the band.
Just like the guy from Bloodline, by the way.
50 times worse than that is AC/DC kicking out the singer.
Who? Well, I mean, it's about Brian Johnson.
They kicked him out?
He left on medical leave for like a week, and they replaced him with Axl Rose right then.
Oh.
Without telling him.
With Axl Rose? So they replaced him with nothing. They replaced him with a hoss.
I have to pee.
No, they replaced him with a 3-hour wait.
Can we push pause and pick this up?
Stay tuned for how I found out David Lee Roth lives by me.
Be really careful.
Brought to you by stamps.com. Are you going to pee first? Oh my God, just press pause.
And we're rolling.
But I mean, I can do something.
Are we rolling?
Because I mean, like, that's when we should do Slab City, probably.
Slab City, bitch.
Take me down to the Slab City.
That was a stretch. But
Slab City.
I feel like we owe the listeners,
Patreoners,
video. Yeah. And it should be something good, especially because the wait's been on. When was the last one we did? Was it ICP?
Insane Clown Posse,
That's fucking absurd.
I also owe a lot of you.
What was that, like a year ago?
I also owe a lot of you flash drives, and it eats me alive every day, and I'm sorry.
Wait, people still owe flash drives?
Yeah, because people keep signing up.
But if you're a Patreon,
why don't you hand some of those off to me and I'll take like a dozen or so.
You don't understand the issue is collecting.
It's not a good sale, guys. If you're a Patreon listener,
did you just call Tyler Guy?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's gross.
No, I did not.
So you guys don't know how I found out David Lee
Roth. I did not say that. I said it's not a.
He said it's not a good sale, guy.
I would never say that. I would never.
Listen, chief.
I did not say that.
Hey, boss.
God, everyone, listen, guys. I just said, and girls, listen. I did not say that. I would never, ever say that.
Okay, I thought that's what you said. Sorry.
Listen, that's not a good sale, though, guys. If you and girls, if you're a Patreon subscriber at any level, you get the show 24 hours in advance, and at certain levels, you get the videos that we don't make, but we're going to. And I think the next one, I know the next one, and you know, if you can be involved, great.
We're doing Slab City?
Yeah.
I have told you that when I have weeks off, we can do something.
Okay, well, you can get away?
Yes.
Why is this so high, bitch?
It'll just be, it won't be a spend the night trip.
That's fine.
We'll never be with you because you have a phobia of spending any time away from your bed. Is it a masturbation thing?
Hmm? So I was on a walk.
Why won't you stay away from
I stopped at the 16-foot fence.
Hold on. We'll get there.
I'd rather not.
Why
not? I'd rather sleep at home.
But why?
I don't know. Fear.
Of what?
I don't know.
The only time he ever slept over, he was whisked away to a cult for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Slab City.
Yeah.
Jillian, don't listen to this part, but
yeah,
I have Atticus during the day, but we can get there in the morning. And you know, I got a diaper bag with all his.
It's sounding less and less appealing.
No, the boy's going to be with me. I mean,
wasn't
guys,
bring Zach to Slam City.
No, I'm bringing the boy. I have the boy now. I'm stay at home dad
I
guy.
Say,
I go places with the boy.
I feel weird about bringing your child
Why?
To
Why?
Slab City.
I drive. I got a car seat. What the fuck?
Not to Slab City.
What was Slab City dangerous? What's the problem?
Yeah.
There's like
what?
Monsters.
Yeah,
it's dangerous. There's like murder people there.
There's no,
no
cops.
There's not.
There's a sign when you enter that says the last lawless place in America.
Well, you're blowing
babies,
it now.
Babies accepted.
If you call the cops and say, excuse me, I mean, I'm having an emergency all
right,
in Slab City.
Fine,
all you hear
fine,
next is quick.
Fine. What was that? What did you say? If you call,
yeah, you just hear. Not,
yeah. Fine, you guys win. We'll go to Chuck E. Cheese. That'll be the next.
We're not allowed in Chuck E. Cheese without a kid.
You can
have kids.
My kid.
Oh yeah,
you're
right.
Me, we'll go to Chuck E.
Cheese. Right.
Us with the kids at Chuck E. Cheese would actually be a pretty good destination disaster because it is a nightmare. It's horrific.
I remember you telling stories. Did you tell it on the show about like the kid just punching Chuck E. Cheese?
So. Yeah.
Well, why would you go to Chuck E. Cheese?
And he just standing
because he has a child,
just standing there deflated.
But he's not old enough to enjoy it.
Mike
yet.
Is all like,
dude,
why would
dude,
you
it's
go?
It's great. You take your 11-month-old, you toss him in the ball pit, and then you just go do whatever you want for like 4 hours.
I didn't know was that great.
Yeah,
they have booze.
Mm-hmm.
Tight.
Yeah. They have pretty good pizza too.
I listened to an interview with the guy who founded Chuck E. Cheese,
Mark Maron,
Mr. Cheese.
It was pretty fascinating. It's on a podcast called How I Built
This. He was like, I really like pizza, and I really like kids. So
nope, it's not like that at all.
And he's like, the intern was really good, and De Niro was awesome. Call back!
It's not like that at all.
You know what?
He also invented. He also started Atari.
What?
And he was trying to find a place to put his video games to make money.
That's why I called it a joystick. I like children playing with their joysticks.
He invented Atari.
Mm-hmm.
And then was booted from that company, but very, very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started Chuck E. Cheese because he wanted to open a chain of things for video games. And
and like before arcades or what? No,
it wasn't really.
No, arcades existed before Atari. Atari was the first home gaming system.
Not cabinets. Cabinet
Anyways,
games are separate.
Mr.
So you went up to David Lee Roth's gate and you rang the doorbell.
So this large gate, I noticed there's a mail slot.
Mm-hmm.
In the mail slot, it's kind of obscured because of the fencing that he has up. But if you get it at the right angle, you can see through the fence.
Should we explain who David Lee Roth is for
our lead singer Van Halen?
No one has any idea who David Lee Roth is.
A lot of our listeners don't.
That is not true. Everyone knows who David Lee Roth is.
Tweet. What's your Twitter?
I don't know. At David Lee Roth.
At
fan,
Mike Carano.
1, 2, 3.
Tweet at Mike Carano if you don't know who David Lee Roth is. I'm sure there's a ton of our listeners don't.
That's
know.
Ridiculous.
Tweet at Anderson County if you want him to never reply to you.
Yes, tweet if you don't want me to see it. Tweet it.
Twitter's
tweet.
The easiest thing. Why are you not?
Because it's not. Because every time that someone puts an at there, I got to fucking read it, and I'm OCD.
Tweet
and
at Jillian Cowan, hashtag no babies in Slab City.
All right, Jillian, honey, I didn't know Slab City was dangerous, all right?
What?
I'm going to take the ball. Why is Slab City
hashtag
how do people know that Slab City is dangerous?
Hashtag,
that's not a thing.
Please don't bring Atticus to Slab City, Anderson.
I wasn't saying, like, let's go to Detroit. I wasn't saying, like, let's go.
Slab City is.
Oh, you know where we can go, though?
Detroit.
Watts Towers.
That's not too shabby.
The boy would
not
like that. The boy would like
not
that.
With these. I'll wear different
don't
shoes.
Wear neutral shoes.
White shoes.
Neutral shoes,
white,
yes.
I wear white shoes
but
when I go to Slabs.
Have you been? Have you guys been?
No.
No.
Of course not. You're racist. I've been there. It's good. It's a good time. It's nice. It's pretty.
More
it's not
racist.
Nearly as big. Well, if you've not, you live in L.A. How long have you guys lived in L.A. for? Your entire life.
6 months.
Never been to Watts Towers.
I've driven
racist.
By them. Driven by them.
Racist.
I don't even know what they are.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't know what
the racist
towers are?
Runs
you're racist.
Deep with you, son.
You are racist.
Runs very deep with
racist.
You. Yep. All right, so David
the guy
Lee Roth's
talking
fucking
about black
mailbox.
Fathers and the guy that's talking about N-words.
I said.
We're balancing the race.
I was just talking
racism.
About a fucking movie where
sure.
he says the N-word.
Sure. Yeah, the intern.
And you said N-words. All right, Jesus Christ.
So, looking through the fence, I noticed, first of all, this is a baller move. His mail slot. On the other side is a full-on like U.S. Postal Service
mailbox.
Oh,
that's amazing.
No, it's green.
Oh, that's weird.
I think it's green.
That's
like the army green.
But I'm walking up and I'm like, how am I ever going to know for sure? You know, less he's out on his balcony singing.
Did we
singing,
push record?
Singing Jump. Yes.
Yeah.
You sure?
I got to be honest with you. If he's singing on his balcony and he's singing Jump, that's pathetic.
What if he's on a trampoline?
As I get closer to the box.
He's pretty good there, right?
Yeah.
There's a FedEx label. You know, like the we missed you. He is stuck to the gate.
Yeah.
Get closer. Package four. D.L. Roth.
Oh, yes! Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Unless it's a long con by someone who lives there.
Or and maybe knows like there's just another guy named like Daniel Lincoln
Lewin,
Roth.
Daniel Lewin Roth.
And that's where the whole rumor started because like he has got the same initials and whatnot.
Daniel Lincoln Roth.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a very good chance. Hyman Roth. It's not.
There was also free cocaine.
Oh,
outside
that's
on the
him.
Table.
That's him.
If you open up the package, and they're like wristbands in there or something.
Or like wristbands. It's from like
sweatbands, like the wristbands from the.
Or Hair Club for Men.
Or like hate mail from Stern fans.
Or Michael Anthony, please let me in your band.
Or please give me money.
What if it was Sammy Hagar? What if Sammy Hagar lives there? And,
oh, and he goes by the alias David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth.
Justin Gigolo. Who sang? Who wrote Justin?
Justin Gigolo.
Just a Gigolo.
Just a Gigolo.
Whoever wrote that song.
I
saw an interview with him.
I know who wrote it.
I saw an interview with him, and they said the interview was like so
legend. He was in the Blues Brothers movie.
What did you say to David Lee Roth when you met him? And his answer was, "Where's my money?
Yeah.
You gave me nothing for that song. You just did
what
that song.
What song?
Just a Gigolo.
He was in the Blues Brothers movie, but he's a legend.
Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Just a Gigolo.
Yes. It was Dan Aykroyd. He wrote that song.
What's happening?
God damn it. What's who happening? Wrote it?
Oh, guess where I went today?
David Lee Roth's house.
No. No. Somewhere that you and I have bonded over.
Are you talking about Mike Corona now or me?
Somewhere that we are me, right? Frequent customers of. Well, actually,
you and I?
You're a one-time 7-11? Customer.
Okay.
Oh, no! You're talking to me or who are you talking to?
Al Weiss?
Yeah, baby!
What
yes!
are you guys talking about? What are you guys talking
Al
about?
Al Weiss!
What is this?
Daddy
what?
Got another suit.
What's oh, Al Weiss? Nice! How much? 150?
150.
Oh,
what
yes.
are we doing? What are we, what's happening? What?
We're talking about our love of Al Weiss. Weiss.
Oh, must be nice suits. To have $150 to just slather on suits.
Slather.
Jesus Christ.
We really? Both we
you guys
both,
just have money to fucking bathe
we,
in?
We both had parallel stories that I wasn't aware of. Apparently listeners were like, Tyler talked about that a long time
yeah,
ago.
You guys are like,
oh,
we
fuck you,
listen.
Don't care.
I went, I got the great
I missed all this.
I got the best suit story and I told him and he cut me off with was it the same place I went? And I was like, yes.
I missed all
it's
that.
It's the best suit buying experience.
Yeah. Okay.
You walk
care.
In the door, and the guy goes like...
I walked in, he goes, 40 long?
Yeah, he goes like 30.
Oh, I did hear this. Yeah. I heard this part.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
And the suit fits perfectly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I don't want...
My hemmed pants?
I don't want to walk into a place where someone's just like checking me out.
No shit.
Oh, you know what? I didn't hear this. You know where I heard this? Tyler,
toenails
you know,
need to be
Tyler,
clipped.
You will appreciate this. What? I heard it from Mike.
What?
I heard this story from Mike.
Yeah.
Not from the show.
Okay.
Mike and I and Mickey when we were
are you trying to complete the circle or we both had something that we appreciated?
Yeah. You told me you told me this story about because I have a I do this thing. I don't know if you guys do it too or if people do it. I maybe right brain, left brain, I'm not sure. But like when I hear a story and it's familiar, I usually have a backdrop from when I first heard it. My backdrop of this story was a Japanese buffet.
Mm-hmm.
A seafood Japanese buffet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, Mike told me this about, and because I remember walking into a Japanese buffet with you and Mickey, and you were telling me the story.
Okay.
That's where I first heard it. I did not hear it on the show.
Refresh.
You told me when we were walking into that buffet where I had the most old man conversation I've ever had in my entire life right before we shot the scenes of me drag racing with the fucking van for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
stunts,
that?
Stunts
was
by
it,
Anderson
was it
Cowell.
The Al Weiss suit story?
Yes. And it was like you walked in and he knew your size. Yes. And I said, that guy probably just walks around on the street and he's just like 38, 42, 65, 62. He's just constantly like just thinking people in numbers and
that guy's constantly practicing. You know what he could get a job if Al Weiss goes out of business? The fucking carnival. Like the guess your weight guy?
Yeah. That guy.
Definitely not the other 400 suit stores that are down.
Be pretty good.
By Al Weiss. His first thought is, shit, I got to join the carnival.
So Mike, Mickey, and I'm sorry, I am kind of steamrolling because I don't want to talk about a fucking suit place in downtown LA for too long because
they're
really
proud. They're the flagship sponsor of our show.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Can anything else to talk about the fucking suit store in LA that you bought a suit
What would we be so taken?
I would like to talk about the story.
Sponsor the show that we would talk about them the entire time.
Oh, we totally.
If Al Weiss went, here's $500 to talk about me on this episode. Would it not be the Al Weiss episode?
Yeah, he definitely didn't give me $500.
Nope. He should throw us three free suits for all this, all these plugs.
Mike, do you remember? Send him the stuff, especially the early stuff of this show, this episode.
Dear Mr. Weiss.
He made fun of me for being in there as long as I was. I was in there for maybe 15 minutes because I tried on two different suits. And I ended up buying the very first suit that he had showed me before pawning me off to a salesman.
I believe it's showing.
Yeah. And he goes,
showing you.
He goes,
showing.
What are you still doing here? I was like, I had to try some on. He's like, which one are you buying? I was like, this one. He's like, that's the first one I showed you. Why are you still here?
I love that kind of guy. I love him.
Yeah. He was good.
Anderson, my in the door to out the door was less than 6 minutes.
They have little baby suits.
No,
guys,
I have no money to burn. God. I'm fucking broke as can be.
Baby
put
suits.
A suit on that baby.
I'm
before we go,
broke.
Before we go to Lab City, make sure Atticus is wearing a suit.
I will show you a picture of Atticus wearing a suit.
He's got a suit already.
What?
Did it come from Al Weiss?
Oh, it must be nice. Just having money to
wear. I don't know. The wife, suit. She gets stuff.
Does he have top hat and tails? Fucking little pretentious asshole.
He's got gloves.
Gloves.
What if Anderson started crying? He doesn't have a tail. Doctor said they can remove it. That's not a suit.
But it's suspenders and whatnot.
That's not a suit.
It's not a suit.
It's close.
It's not even close.
It suits him.
Well, there's a that's, snake.
That looks like he's going to a farming
him.
Auction. That I doesn't look like he's going to a wedding.
Listen here, you fuck.
That's what somebody wears when they want to go visit the neighbors in Wisconsin.
Enough about that, all right? So I walk in with Mike and Ty.
Mickey.
Mickey, thank you. And we proceed to have fantastic.
I think
buffet,
so too.
Right?
I told Tyler about it. I said we should all go there and record.
Good. But did you talk about? Did you talk about what we talked about?
I don't remember what we talked about.
I had. I'm not kidding. I really do believe it was the most old man conversation I had ever, and I was a part of it. And
did you talk about
Toronto?
Where there's hard candies,
Mickey. Mickey, my DP.
They're called originals. They're the first kids.
We all weighed in about hard work, what it takes to get
my
to
God,
where you
you're
are.
Right.
And
wow. And it was,
how
there was no
kids
irony.
These days.
There was no irony.
No irony. There is just there. Anger.
Yeah.
Mickey and Carano, and then Mickey, and I believe I had a story as well. I don't know if I did. I think I kind of sat back.
These kids don't know what hard work is.
But it was
is.
All about it. I'm not going to talk about the person that came so by cheesy. My set and didn't really stick around for very long when work was offered to them. But that's how the whole story started. Yeah. And then Mickey's like, oh, the very first time that I was ever offered work, it was a DP, no one in the business at Panavision.
Oh,
and
DP.
And
whoa,
Jesus Christ, what happened?
We all had stories about.
I didn't.
And it just went on
showing
and on.
Up for 8 hours and not getting paid.
It was delicious food.
To be there.
And we kept having good. Like, you know, hand over fist. Like, you know, it
that place
was good. Really
eat?
Good. Yeah,
yes.
All you can eat.
Yes, and they have crab really legs. Good. They have all kinds of oysters.
And it was like, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was like $22 a person.
I think it was less than that because the whole bill was like $60.
Let's go.
Yeah,
fuck Slab
in.
City.
Let's
do
go
it,
there. Man.
It's good. It's by your place. Yeah.
You know what? It's on the way back from Slab City. It's
can also, I take Atticus?
It's also on the way.
Is it too dangerous?
Just
too dangerous?
House.
Too dangerous to take Addy?
It's not too dangerous to take him, but it's a place that your wife would not be happy that you took him.
The seafood place?
Like if you told her I brought him to South Central to buy some crack and we ended up in this apartment for 2 hours waiting for the crack guy to get back.
You're like painting a scene from Training Day.
I think if we waited 2 hours for the crack guy to get back, he's not coming back.
Well,
and we should have spent our money on Al Weiss suits.
We could trade a suit for crack.
That was the most old man conversation I've ever had.
It sure was.
And then I had to go out and do cool guy stuff with the van, and it felt weird.
Yeah.
You're like posing.
Yep. All right, let's wrap this baby up.
I got one more thing to
wrap
say.
Wrap it up.
All right.
Wrap it up.
Let's shake it up.
All right. Wrap it up.
Farmers
I know
only.
It. Shake it up, Mike.
We all know.
There is a song called "Wrap It Up," though, by the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Farmers
wrap
only.
It up.
Farmers only.
Wrap it up and stick it in.
Farmersonly.com.
What about Farmers
Easy Target? Low hanging fruit.
What about Farmersonly.com?
I think I figured it out.
What did you figure out?
It?
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that it's just code for whitepeopleonly.com. Pretty sure.
No Edwards allowed.
Wait, there's a thing called whitepeopleonly.com.
Oh, my God. No Michael?
What are you talking about?
I think
about?
farmersonly.com
I'm interested in nomichael.com.
Farmers Almanac?
Farmersonly.com. You know farmersonly.com?
No, I don't know what that is.
You've never heard of farmersonly.com?
No.
You don't watch TV.com.
No, correct. And their thing is like, it ain't for city folk. Oh my God, you're right.
Is it insurance or something?
No, it's an ad that runs. It's a dating, and unfortunately, it runs a lot. I watch a lot of hockey right now because it's playoffs, and it runs like repetitive. It's for like it's a dating site. It's like J-Date.
Farmer, as in I'm picking corn and stuff.
Oh my God, bring it up. Farmer, yes, farmersonly.com.
Farmers only. Why would
city folk just don't get it?
Why would they run something like that during a hockey?
I don't know. I think it's a racist thing.
FarmersOnly.com.
I could be wrong.
No, Donald Brashear's here.
Ever heard this.
Donald Brashear! Holy shit! You just brought that. Tyler just brought up a very obscure hockey player named Donald Brashear. Mm-hmm. Obscure, kind of. Marty McSorley, like his entire career ended when he double stick handed him to the head and they called it racial. But how'd you come up with Donald Brashear?
I have references, bro.
I know that story.
Don't touch me. I know how to ride.
Why are you dating a city girl?
I don't know, buddy.
She's being dragged.
What's happening?
Should have went to farmersonly.com.
That's a dog talking.
I have never heard this.
City folks just don't get it.
Why are they playing that during hockey games? That makes no sense.
Not just hockey. It's all over the place.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Tyler, you watch much hockey?
I can't believe I'm not watching any right now.
Yep.
Tyler, you don't watch much hockey. No, I don't. Farmers Only is like a thing.
I just don't understand that. Like, I don't understand the appeal, even though a good down-home country girl sounds pretty good.
Talkie. During the talkie era is pretty racist.
Farmer?
The worst.
I have no idea where the show is going.
Wait a minute, I've cracked the code.
Dun, 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 the dun. Talking movie era was very racist. No, how have you never? Come on.
I kid you not, in my life I've never heard of a dating site called Farmers.
I believe you.
FarmersOnly.com.
What about CaranosOnly.com?
So, I'm pretty sure I saw like a black guy or two in some previous ads, but like this is like the fourth or fifth year now that I've been watching them.
What kind of farming were they doing?
And I think it might be like just, you know what?
Okay, first of all,
don't have to worry about any other races here.
I happen
just
to know
white guys and
black
girls.
Farmers. There's plenty of black farmers.
Also, wouldn't FarmersOnly.com be mostly like Mexicans in the Central Valley?
Okay, that's racist right there.
It's not racist.
Yeah, middle of the country. Think middle of the country.
I said.
Think middle of the country.
I said in the Central Valley.
Yeah. I think most people that do farming in California are probably Mexican, right?
Yes. Well, not Latin American.
Wow, how correct.
No, I think they're Mexican, actually.
I think the correct term, Tyler, is undocumented worker.
Maybe they're documented. You're throwing under the bus all the documented workers.
Oh, you know what? I became fucking enraged the other night with the throwing them under the bus. I couldn't take it.
Throwing who under the bus?
Everyone's just saying that. I'm just so fucking tired of everyone just fucking saying it. It's just a thing.
This commercial for Farmers Only is 10 years old.
Oh, see?
Do you want to see it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to watch
I would
it?
Like to hear it, maybe.
Would
I
you like
can't really
see
watch
it
or see it. But can I get back to the bus thing after that, and then we can wrap it up, maybe? Unless you have some more like David Lee Roth stories about
it. I like that David Lee Roth story.
Do you have more male stories? Really? You thought it was good? You talk about some more obscure.
You have more mysteries.
I want to get to the bottom of the mystery of as to why they're showing FarmersOnly.com ads during hockey games. I can see during a rodeo.
Oh, this is the original.
Do you think they will ever?
That's not 10 years.
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely.
Look at how bad that is.
I'm going onto this website tonight.
That's a bad commercial.
That's the first one I saw. I saw that one like probably.
I got to be honest with you. That's exactly what I want is some kind of down-home country girl. That's exactly what
I want. She might be downstairs, Mike.
Can you imagine Mike on a farm?
You're darn
One
nice.
Hour into it, you're like, no! No!
And she's like, why were you all on citygirls.com?
I can't believe you've never heard of Farmers Only.
Never heard of it. I thought you were saying Farmer's Almanac all that time.
Yep. Anderson lost his mind because they're running Farmer's Almanac commercials during hockey games.
And because my head split.
Need some useless facts? Farmer's Almanac.
It's not useless. It helps you predict when the fucking, like, when the,
fucking
when the rain is coming.
Useless facts and almanacs didn't, I know it didn't make sense, but it rhymed.
You could say also useful facts. That would be more apt, and
need
it would
some,
also rhyme.
Need some facts about your cataracts, Farmer's Almanacs. And dating site.
I think it might be a
it's a wrap.
Thing. I think it might be a thing for the whites only.
Let us know. Are you a racist that uses farmersonly.com?
I think Mike should be our...
are you not a racist that uses farmersonly.com?
I don't...
You should be our mole. Why don't you check it out, Mike?
I am going to check it out.
Do it.
Because I like...
First of all, here's how... Here's
also,
how
do they exclude
meat and potatoes?
How do they exclude, what do they say? Like,
why
how many? How many?
We'll
acres,
find out.
Hey, how many acres do you have?
Yeah,
this is a real thing. Why don't we find out through Mike?
Michael,
Mike.
How am I going to do this? Am I going to go? I'm looking for a nice African
American
farming woman.
He'll just post a photo with that hat, and they'll be like, "Come on in."
Mike, just set up a profile on farmersonly.com and see how it goes.
I'll set it up as that, like I'm a black guy.
No,
it doesn't have to be black or white or anything like that. Just do farmersonly.com.
I'll set it up like I'm a black guy, and I'll constantly make references to how
Mike.
I just like white women, and I'll see if they're racist or
Mike,
if they go, "We got just what you're looking for."
Mike, seriously, this would be really fun. Set up a profile.
I don't want to. That's
Why?
Embarrassing. It's weird.
Why?
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
We have 382 episodes of this show of you saying the most embarrassing things in the entire world.
Being on a dating site would be embarrassing.
It would be so much fun, though. I'll do it. I'm married with a kid.
I'm going to think about it as I drive home. I may do it.
It'd be fun.
What if I meet like
by tomorrow morning, Mike's wearing suspenders
and
overalls.
Y'all want to do the show outside?
He's like, you guys thought it was a joke.
Yeah, I got a piece of hay hanging out of my mouth.
But I got to tell you, I hate all those Edwards.
But he has a piece of hay hanging out of his mouth.
No,
hey, yeah.
I wasn't even taking the approach.
You said it, and then he said it like 1 second later.
It's, okay, here's why I don't think it's racist. It could be racist.
So it was not really a callback?
Why, because I think you're misinterpreting.
He didn't hear you.
Help me understand.
Or he heard you, and he just stole it.
And then he just
what?
Took it.
What did I steal?
All right, go ahead.
I think you're misinterpreting farmersonly.com with...
For farmers only.
With like countrymusicfan.com only. Even though I love country music.
Dude, Florida Georgia Line.
Like
did,
farmers are probably
did
not
a song
racist.
Look, Flo Rida.
Farmers are just good, hardworking people.
Oh.
And Tim McGraw did a song with Nelly back in like 2003.
No, but what I'm saying is, you're assuming farmers are like white, like hicks in the Midwest. They're not necessarily.
Watch the ads.
Okay.
They are. The ads say they are.
I am curious.
Because it's not homebrays.com.
Homebrays.
Huh? Homebrays. Homebrays.
Well,
betterbrays.com.
What is it? Better
Women of the Clan.com.
Clanclams.com.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Clan
Ku Klux Klans.
Clan
Cans. Com.
Clan Cans. All right, let's end the show for fuck's sake.
Okay.
Clan Cabooses.
Oh, we should have hit stop after that and then never done the
See
show.
See you next
again.
Week when I'm with my new girlfriend, Sally Joanne.
Mary Jane
from Petticoat Junction.
What am
Remember
I
those
doing?
Girls were standing in the water tank. In
yes,
Junction?
Yes.
I was only like 12 years old watching TV, but I was like, hello.
Both you guys are connected on something.
Hello.
I have no idea. I'm the middle guy. I usually know what the fuck you guys talking about.
It was like a hee-haw ripoff.
Petticoat Junction,
but it was a sick or it was a.
Sickle?
Yeah, they come around to Petticoat.
They would have, and they were like, there's like Billy Joe and like JoJo Billy. Like all their names were stupid. And part of the opening credits.
They were bathing in the water tank.
And they like watched like a guy go by and they like waved or whatever. And you could just see that like top of like the shoulder, you know?
Yeah.
And this is like for 60s.
They're like in the water tank. Like,
yeah.
When I hear water tank, I think of that Asian woman that died.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
the top
me
of
too.
That water tank.
Me too. I look in the back of my toilet every day to see if there's an Asian woman drowned back there.
To go. Bad way to go.
What if there was? Sky Mall. Your own Asian woman drowned in the back of your toilet.
Oh, it's like one of those things that we put in the tub. It
gets
bigger.
Yeah. You look in your toilet and she's back there.
That's
also comes with the elevator prop that you can make her look suspiciously out
Do
the elevator
not,
door
are you guys,
as if she's being chased.
Are you guys
just
this,
like on the surveillance video.
So fucking blind. This is the most racist thing that's
It's the worst show we've ever
the
done.
The entire show.
What was racist about that?
I'm talking about getting an Asian woman to come in his toilet, in the back of his toilet, and she expands? The worst thing that...
Why is that racist, though? Just because she is a race doesn't make it racist.
Oh, it absolutely does. Yeah. What?
No, it doesn't. It's a more what of a murder.
What if it had been a white girl
a
that had died
thing?
In the
matter.
Thing?
I could have just said, I, all right, switch out. A girl switch in the out. Back of my toilet.
Oh, I'm going to buy a toilet where a black girl comes in the back and she's just drowning dead in it. And she expands.
It could have just been any girl.
Yeah, but if you said black girl or Mexican girl or... Would you make your spark fucking chime die down a little?
Yeah.
Good prank, though, that I just thought of is buying those little things that expand, and when you go to someone's house, leave it in the back of their toilet tank. So when eventually, months from then, when they have to open it for some reason, there's some giant floating lizard in there terrifies the shit out of them. They fall back and hit their head against the tub, and they die.
Asian lizard?
Yeah.
This is the worst show we've ever done.
It's definitely uncomfortable.
AsianLizards.com.